Oh, wait, whoa. We're gonna do this in front of the whole school?
We view this more as a village than a school. And we firmly believe in the practice of restorative justice, or Gacaca. A common practice in Rwanda, which was especially effective in the aftermath of their genocide. And please, join the other parents.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's quite a turnout. I guess, looking back, I let my emotions get the best of me yesterday, and, I wish I could have chosen my words a little bit differently, all right? And, I am sorry that six of you heard this and then told the other 40. And, to any of the children that heard what I said, it's never okay to say those words, okay? I was very, very wrong, all right? So that's it, all right? Have a nice morning, and keep using those paper straws. I know they get soggy, but they're good for the turtles, evidently.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, Jack. Yeah, we appreciate the words, but the process of healing has only just begun. Yes, Judy.
Yes, thank you. I would just like to voice how incredibly hurt I am. Mr. Kelly, do you understand that using the C word is like the N-word, but for women?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. You know, other than the 400 years of slavery and continued systemic oppression, other than that, I think you're making a really solid point there.
Yes, Mimi.
Even though I wasn't there, just knowing that language like that was used in front of the children.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Please, Brian.
As a parent of a child and someone with chronically low metabolism, but loving my body.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Your use of the word stumpy was a real trigger to me and my whole family.
Seriously?
Yes. Any type of body shaming just reminds me of what it feels like to be told that my body ain't good enough.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you know, I understand that, and I'm sorry I made you feel that way. And I also like to add, and I think a lot of you would agree, we do have a major weight problem in this country, do we not? You know?